Crime victims were on the street in Mexico over the weekend, demanding that the government find their missing relatives and stop the skyrocketing violence happening there. Last year was the most murderous in Mexico's recent history, with more than 35,000 people killed. Mothers, fathers, siblings, and children of those murdered and disappeared filled blocks and blocks of the capital. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Marchers walked in silence for miles through Mexico City streets, stopping only a few times to shout their demands.
Verdad, justicia, paz.
Truth, justice, and peace, yelled the marchers. Many held banners and pictures of their dead and missing, like 14-year-old Marlene Jasmine Mendoza, who's desperate to locate her dad.
Que me ayuden a buscarlo.
I just want someone to help me find him, she says. Her father was a bus driver on a routine trip when he disappeared last December. Authorities have done nothing, says his sister, Virginia Mendoza Hernandez. We demand action, she says. Because he's not the only person missing. Unfortunately, every day more and more people are disappeared, she says. While the Mendozas have been searching for their family members since last month, Leobardo Zampanco Mendez has been searching for his 14-year-old daughter for 8 years.
Seguimos, no nos cansaremos. Nunca nos cansaremos hasta...
We'll keep going, we won't give up, he says, until we know the truth about what happened to my daughter and all the rest. Tens of thousands of people have disappeared since the government began waging its war on drug cartels in 2006. 5,000 last year alone. The Leberon family, who lost 9 relatives last year, were at the front of yesterday's march. They're part of a religious community in northern Mexico who call themselves Mormons but are not affiliated with the Utah-based church. Some members of the group have vowed to form a militia to fight the crime gangs if the government won't. 3 women and 6 children of the community were reportedly murdered by feuding drug gangs. Adrián Leberón, whose daughter and 4 grandkids were killed, told the crowd that Mexicans have to lose their fear and start fighting back.
Por vivir estamos luchando. Ya, ya, ya.
We are fighting to live, he says, not just to survive. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.